Our thanks to the folks at the Bentley Lions Club, and they'll be back next Wednesday at 6:30. It's now 1 minute past seven, and this is The Space Show. And welcome to The Space Show, presented at this time every week by the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. Well, have you ever wanted to travel to Saturn? Later in tonight's Space Show, we tell you how you can go to Saturn. So, get a pencil and paper, and keep it handy. By the way, I'm not joking. Well, coming up on the Space Show, how to get to Saturn. Have a pen and paper handy.
Dino, Mrs. Noah says if we don't get on the Ark this minute, one day there'll be no more dinosaurs.
Well, dry up, Diana. There's a good dinosaur. Have we ever had a flood in this valley?
Well, Mr. Noah says floods can happen without warning.
Oh, not a chance.
Thinking floods can't happen can have serious consequences. Make sure you know what to do before you need to know. Contact your local state emergency service for free brochures to tell you what to do. Floods aren't funny.
And, well, you'll be happy to know that with the latest forecast from the Bureau of Meteorology, there are no warnings current. However, there will be some hail and thunder tomorrow, and more about thunder later in the show. Now, remember we advised you to get a pencil and paper ready? Well, now's the time. The Space Show is giving its listeners a never-to-be-repeated opportunity to go to Saturn. You know, the ringed planet, the second largest planet in our solar system. Next year, NASA and the European Space Agency are going to send two spacecraft to explore Saturn and Titan. Launched together, Cassini and Huygens will separate once they are in orbit about Saturn. Huygens will descend through the atmosphere of Titan, Saturn's largest moon, and land on its surface. Cassini will continue to orbit Saturn, taking photographs and making remote measurements of the gas giant's atmosphere. So, how do you get aboard Cassini? Well, actually, you can't. So, why did we just say you could? Well, while you yourself can't actually go to Saturn, your signature can. Yes, that's right, your signature, but not your full self. Now, when Cassini is launched next year, it will carry with it a CD-ROM. On this compact disc will be digital data comprising the scanned signatures of up to a million people. The signatures are being scanned into computers by volunteer members of the Planetary Society, which is based in Pasadena in California. Now, that's the hometown of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is managing the Cassini project. Once the signatures are scanned, a CD-ROM will be mastered and duplicated. One of these will be mounted onto Cassini during its final assembly at the Kennedy Space Center. Now, by now, I think you're getting the gist of what we're telling you. Then, on October the 6th next year, yours and a million other signatures will be blasted off on an exciting journey to Saturn. You will then be able to follow the 11-year Cassini mission with that little bit of personal involvement, knowing that you are aboard in a little bit more than just spirit. Now, to the pencil and paper. To get aboard Cassini, here's what you have to do. Firstly, find a plain, and I repeat, plain piece of white card cut to standard postcard size. Note a plain card, not your usual commercial postcard, please. Secondly, sign the card using a black pen. Note a black pen. Now, other colours don't scan very clearly. Do not add anything else to the card, not even your address, just your signature. Place the card inside an envelope and address the envelope to, and this is where you need to start writing now, address it to the Space Show, Space Association of Australia, that's Space Association of Australia, Post Office Box, P.O. Box, 351, Mulgrave North, Victoria, 3170. Victoria, 3170. Now, don't forget to place a 45-cent stamp on the envelope. Now, we're sorry, but we cannot afford to acknowledge receipt of your signature. All signatures received by the end of this month, that's July, will be forwarded to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in one parcel. Any signatures received after July the 31st will be filed in our big circular filing bin. Sorry, but Cassini's launch date is determined by celestial movements of the planets, over which we have no control. So, once again, here's what to do. Take a sheet of white card, about the size of a regular postcard. Add your signature to it. It can actually have more than one signature on it, so you can get your family on it if you want. And then mail it to the Space Show, the Space Association of Australia, Post Office Box 351, Mulgrave North, Victoria 3170. And, well, don't forget, you need a stamp to post a letter, 45-cent stamp. And with that, your letter, your signature will be forwarded on to NASA, and then it will be scanned into those computers at NASA and will be on its way to the planet Saturn. So, that's first for Southern FM, the space show, broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz.
For most people, opening a door is easy, but if you suffer from arthritis, everyday tasks can be painful and frustrating. The pain of arthritis can really bite hard. But there is something you can do. The Arthritis Foundation can offer simple solutions, like replacing your doorknobs with levers to make life so much easier. For your free arthritis action brochure, call 1900 142 002. Calls at $1.75 per minute. Telemasters conditions apply.